stolen by Ingles. Should be an easy run to the basket. He'll take it up with a left hand.
So it's already down to four, and that's a three for Prokop.
NBA Straya. How you going? That's right, man. It is NBA Straya. It is Thursday, October 18. I am your host, James Clements. I'm a writer for Rolling Stone, Triple J, Junkie, Red Bull Mag, and whoever else wants to pay me money. And I'm here in Larry Armour Studios letting you know what's going on, who's doing what, where they're doing it, why they're doing it, and of course, who's doing it better than Lonzo Ball in the NBA today, just with a little bit of Straya thrown in for good measure. It's what we do, just out here repping Straya, man. All right, so today's show covers the first huge slate of 11 games, as most of the NBA kicked off their season tonight. That means game wraps for every bloody game, along with all the usual dumbassery of that's not a knife, old mate, no mate, spud of the night, panting of the evening, all that good stuff. And of course, yeah, nah, the unpopular opinion of the day and Outback Takehouse, where we're serving up flame grilled takes. And because it's Thursday, let's throw in a new Kiwi corner and we'll finish up with a brand new segment. Yeah, in honor of Rowdy Ryan Brockoff hitting his first NBA points today, we've got Rowdy's Recos, where newly minted NBA player Ryan Rowdy Brockoff slings us some life hacks. It's awesome. All right, let's get stuck into it. NBA's back, and this is NBA Straya episode 163. Let's go.
Hi, this is Ryan Brockoff, and you're listening to NBA Straya.
Watch out for the Shaq attack.
Oh, you better, because we are going to start this NBA Straya episode the way we start every NBA Straya episode, with a flame-grilled whopper. No, come on, mate, with the daily whip around. That's what we do. Oh, is there some news? Oh, I guess Mike Malone got a two-year extension added to his contract that finished this year. That was reported earlier today. I mean, sure, there's that, but who gives a crap? Let's get right into the wrap, shall we? Because we have 11 games to cover off, and it was a huge day in the NBA, especially for the Aussies, but not in this one. The first game kicked off. It was in Charlotte, down there at the Spectrum Center. My buddy Drabs might have gone along. You never know. And Milwaukee, it's Algonquin for the Goodland. Win 113 to 112. A couple of new coaches. And we've got Buds gets one in his debut. And James Borrego was pretty good, actually. Made some really good adjustments. Fascinating game. Very, very interesting stuff. As mentioned at the top, though, no Dally and no Thon. And the Bucks probably could have used a bit of our defense on Kemba Walker from Delhi. Just, you know, why not throw the NBA's best defensive point guard in there, Buds? What are you doing, mate? Why do you hate Delhi? Hashtag free Delhi. Come on. Anyway, interesting game. Hornets came all the way back, just came storming back. I mean, Milwaukee are up big. They're up 20, but their offense just fell apart the second half, and the Hornets went super small with Micah Gilchrist and Nick Batum is basically as their bigs covering Giannis and co. But for the Hornets, it was all about Kemba. Kemba, 41 points. Unbelievable showing. 15 of 29 shooting. He has 4 assists, 2 rebounds, 2 steals. 7 of 13 from 3. Absolutely remarkable showing. Just legitimately incredible. It was obviously a franchise record for season openers. Kemba smashed it. But more kind of interesting, I mean, 41 points from Kemba is pretty interesting. But from a franchise point of view, Malik Monk, we called it in our preview yesterday. He's going to be a runner-up in the MIP behind Dante Kangaroo Kobe Exum, I reckon. And today he had 18 points, 4 rebounds, went 4 of 8 from 3 and looked good. James Borrego, maybe he's unlocked him. I love it. Nick Batum was a bit of a spud and missed a game winner. We'll talk about that in a second. But it was pretty weird, I'll tell you, seeing Tony Parker out there, right? In that teal and in those amazing, though, to be honest, uniforms of the Hornets and the amazing court decal. That was wicked. That looked incredible. You know, the honeycomb. Oh, man. I loved it. It was awesome. Very fun watch. But anyway, Greek Freak for the Bucks, he was just unstoppable. 25, 18, and 8. to go with 8 turnovers. Nearly the quadruple double for the Greek Freak, but damn, he was good. Eric Bledsoe, I don't want to be here, looked good though in this one, 17-4-3. Buds, has he maybe breathed some life into Eric Bledsoe? He looked really quick, which was weird, and nothing you would have said about Bledsoe last year. Chris Middleton, 19-9. Brook Lopez, 14, dropping bombs from the outside as well, the big fella. But our Bucks eke this out after being up 20. Really shouldn't have been this close, but Charlotte going super small really spun them for a bit of a loop, and the Bucks just hung on. Pretty interesting stuff. Down there in Detroit basketball, Detroit eke out a win 103-100 over the Brooklyn Nets of Brooklyn. So look, I mentioned yesterday Nets always losing Detroit. This was no different, so we called it. Gross end for the Nets as well. Like, basically had a chance to tie it up with a couple of seconds left. Joe Harris missed a three to tie it. Brooklyn was a +5 underdog in this, so we hit that yesterday. It was pretty good. I believe we missed Milwaukee. I think we took them with the over. No good. Anyway, Nets, Spencer Dinwiddie out of nowhere, 23 points, 4 rebounds, 6 assists, crushed it alongside Caris LeVert, my sweet baby carrots. I love him. 27-4-4 for Carrots. Great looking backcourt of Spencer and Caris because D'Angelo Russell fucking sucked. 18 minutes he sat in the back half of the entire game. Was just real shit. Like, ugh. What was he, like 2 of 8? 3 of 8? Ugh, not great. Jarrett Allen blocked Blake Griffin back to 2012. That was great. Also ended up with 17-10 with 4 blocks. He was awesome. And Ed Davis. God damn, he's a good player. 8-7-3 in 18 minutes, just providing a little backbone to that Brooklyn front line. Detroit, big three over there. Blake, look, after he got nailed by Jared Allen, still had 26 points, 8 rebounds, 6 assists, and looked pretty good. A little bit spicy there for Blake. Go! Sad Blake. 24-20 for Andre Drummond. Reggie Jackson at 19, probably on about 80 shots. Ish Smith had 11, which is pretty cool. Hey, did you know that Jose Calderon's on the Pistons? He didn't play, but he's on the team. That's fun. Anyway, Pistons look good and trash in the same game, and so do the Nets. So there weren't too many takeaways beyond D'Angelo Russell. The only way is up, but goddamn, not a great way to start your "Hey, somebody pay me" campaign, D'Angelo. D'Angelo, what are you doing, man? It was rough, but Jared Allen, they have unearthed an absolute gem there. And meanwhile, Detroit, you know, their campaign to be the 8th seed is off to a good start, I guess. Sure. Speaking of trash, Memphis got absolutely smoked in Indy, 111-83. Jeez, would you look at that? Mike Conley came back and still the Grizzlies sucked. Maybe having Wingen Mark Gasol on your team is not, helping everybody. Conley had 11 on 11 shots with 3 assists, getting his way back into basketball shape at this point. Mark Gasol had 13-6, which is, I assume, why you pay him $26 million when he's not bitching and moaning. Sure. Garrett Temple, their big offseason acquisition. 4 of 13 for 12 points. But Jaren Jackson Jr., he debuted. That was pretty good. Triple J, get it, son. 25 minutes, 10-5, look good. But man, this team sucks. Like Chandler Parsons, Kyle Anderson, Shelvin Mack, Wayne Selden, Marshawn Brooks. Mate, that's a fucking G League All-Star team. Oh, rough as guts. Indy, though, up early in this one, so they got to go 15 deep, and they smashed it. Bojan Bogdanovic had 19. Victor Oladipo had a pretty chill night. Just got to hang out. Only played 26 minutes. Had 16 points. Tyreke Evans, in his Indy debut, had 14. Dougie McBuckets, in his, had 12. The Souvlaki King, though, was the standout here. He had 14 points and 15 rebounds. Demaris Sabonis there. What do you reckon, Suva? Oh, get the combo meat. Thanks, Demaris. Yeah, cheers, bloke. Corey Joseph at 11. But man, Indy absolutely crushed this. I had the Grizz with a +6.5. Missed on that one. Speaking of missing, Miami. 2.5 point favorite in this game against Orlando. Missed that because they lost by 3, 104-101 in the Magic Kingdom. This is crazy close. Orlando out there with their supersized front court, you know, flying in sort of Mo Bamba and Johnny Isaac next to Azar Gordon and Vooch. It's pretty crazy. They pull it out at the end thanks to Josh Richardson fucking up and stepping on the baseline. D-Wade inbounded, Josh Richardson gathered, turned the corner, bumbled it a little bit, and stepped out of bounds. Not great. He had 21 on 21, did Josh Rich. 26 from the Slovenian flog, Goran Tragic. Wingen Hassan Whiteside was back as well, though he actually was pretty good, 12 and 18. And D-Wade started off his farewell tour with a 9-point outing on 3 of 13 shooting. Presumably because he spent his offseason in his jocks riding around in his Lambo. On you, D-Wade. How about the Madge? Ah, the star of Uncle Drew. Uncle Drew? All right. Azagordo. Aaron Gordon, 26 points, 16 rebounds. Unreal. Don't be Mo Bamba. Mo Bamba, 13 and 7 in his debut. He had two blocks as well, including a spectacular one on Richardson. Sent him packing. Evan Fournier scored some buckets in the middle of this one to really get the Magic back in it and ended up with 13, but he was just went on a little solo run there and kept Orlando in the hunt, and then they managed to get over the top of it. Johnny Isaac had 6 and 6. Keep an eye on him and Bamba, man. They are going to be a problem. Speaking of problems, there are problems in Atlanta. 107, they lose to the New York Knickerbockers of New York City. 126. Oh, man, we had some Trey-on-Trey action with Trey Burke and Trey Young. But Atlanta, man, they sucked. They got down big and early in this one. Knicks started super slow somehow, going 0 of 9. And then some joker hits a $10,000 half-court shot before any of the Knicks hit a bloody shot. Unbelievable. And then that spurred them. Off they go. So for Atlanta, Taurine, the Red Bull Prince, he had 21-6-6, 14 on 14 shots for Trae Young in his debut, 1 of 5 from 3. Also had 5 assists, though, but I'll talk about him in a little bit. Vince Carter started for the Hawks. Can you believe that? He's older than Young and Huerta combined. He had 12. Baze Gaze had 14 points on 12 shots. I mean, this, do you spot the through line here? Yeah, not very efficient. Alex Len sputtered it up. You can see why Phoenix didn't want to pay him. And Jeremy Lin was out there for 14 minutes, which feels like 14 more minutes than he played for the Nets his entire career. Kevin Huerta also made his debut with 5 minutes out there doing sweet FA. On the other side, the Knicks, we had Fizdale. He got his first win as Knicks coach. Reckon that washes out the bad taste of Hornacek and Rambis? Ah, maybe for a little while. Take that for data. But Alonzo Trier, oh my God, how good did he look? Undrafted rookie. Cramming it on everybody, had 15 points. Tim Hardaway, the lesser, had 31, looked good. 10 of 22, 3 of 9 from 3. What else was going on? Enos the penis? That was pretty good. Not bloody bad, Enos. I mean, sure. What did you have? You had like 16 and 11? That's the classic Enos the penis line, isn't it? Super fucking Mario! Right there, Mario Hezonja, 15 points. I love him. God damn. We needed Mario Hezonja back in the like in the garden. If we can't have Gallinari, Danilo Gallinari, we get Hezonja. And I feel like he should take over the nickname the Rooster as well. I love him. Noah Vonleh got some run here too, 12 and 10, and I like him. He's bulking up a little bit. Could be a nice little steal there for the Knicks. Frankie Smokes was a bit lost again, had some nice moments. Trey Burke was looking good again, which is just still bananas. And when you think about it, like this team is made up of all like top 10 picks at this point. It's ridiculous. At least lottery picks, apart from what, like, Lance Thomas and Hardaway. It's crazy, man. Kevo Knox hit the rookie wall in his first game. 4 of 16. Jeez. But yeah, look, Knicks fans are pretty happy with this. But come on, man, this is the worst two teams in the East. And it shows you just how bad Atlanta are. The Knicks shit pumped them. Just saying. Hawks were 3.5-point favorites in this one, and that's a miss. I think we picked them. Not good. Cleveland go into Toronto. And speaking of shit pumping, Toronto just had their way with them. Crushed them 116-104. Cavs, I mean, ugh, this was just a tough watch. And it wasn't just because of the combo of the crappy court colors up there in Toronto, but the Cavs are shit, man. Kevin Love, 21 points, 8 rebounds on 5 of 18 shooting. Ugh. Minnesota Kevin Love is back, i.e. putting up shit stats on a shit team and not making the playoffs. Playoffs! Right there. Chetty Osman, let the reign of Chetty begin. I love this. 17 points, 10 rebounds. Look great. Come on, man. What are we doing here, Cavs? Just trade all the old guys. Let him and the Sex Man take over. Speaking of which, Sex Man Colin Sexton had his debut. He was 2-7. Ended up with 9 points, 0 assists. But man, he's a fucking spark plug and a half, I'll tell you. Much more than boring ass old George Hill. He had 15 on 5-11. Or Spud Hood, Rodney Hood, 12 points on 13 shots. Jeez. And what is Kyle Korver doing on this team now? He's just like, guys, can you trade me? Come on, guys, I want to go to a contender. Come on, get Kyle out of there. For the Raps, Kawhi Leonard, the claw, clamps over there. At his first game in a million years, it seemed. 24 points, 13 rebounds. Looked pretty good at times, pretty rusty at others, but man, he had a strip and a dunk in like one possession that looked absolutely bloody amazing. Kawhi back. Kyle Lowry at 27-8. Freddie Van Vliet of the fight, and Van Vliet's 14 off the bench. Siakam looked good as well, but I mean, the Raps just fucked them up. You can't really see anything good defensively happening in the Cavs after that one game. Jeez. Maybe if Love remembers how to be a bad MFer, the offense might take off, but jeez, otherwise. Toronto were a 12-point favorite in this. That's a push. There you go. We picked them. New Orleans kicked the crap out of Houston in the big game of the early run. 131-112. What a fucking game this was. Pelicans at 71 in the first half. I mean, that's usually what Houston does to fools, right? So Houston, fast Jimmy Harden has 18 points, 10 assists, 9 rebounds. Couldn't really get it going, though. Eric Gordon off the bench with 21. PJ Tucson, CB3 with 19 apiece. Clint Capella with only an 8-8 and got thoroughly reamed by AD. Spud Mello, though. It's the classic Spud Mello. I mean, everyone's like, oh, mate, Olympic Mello's back. Oh, Hoodie Mello's sick, bro. This is just Spud Mello. This is now just what he does, man. Like, I don't know what to tell you. Like, Spud Mello is here to stay. He had 9 points on 3 of 10 shooting and 4 rebounds in 27 minutes. That's Mello now. He's OKC Houston Mello. He's Spud Mello. There's no other Mello. It's all gone. It's Spud Mello. Just what happens. Pels went 10 of 25 from 3 thanks to Nico Mirotic. Hello! Because Houston just forgot how to play defense, apparently. It's like, oh, we lost Trevor Ariza and we lost Luka Mbamute, but we'll be fine. And it turns out, not really. Anthony Davis fucking just tore them apart. 32 points, 16 rebounds, 8 assists, a career high. Julius Randle at 25-8-3 off the bench. Nikola Mirotic, as mentioned. Man, 6 of 8 from 3. 30 points, 10 rebounds. Etuan Moore, 21. Jrue Holiday, 10 points and 8 assists. He was awesome. And Elfrid fucking Payton, 10-10-10. First triple-double of the year goes to Elfrid fucking Payton. Unreal. Just an absolute beatdown by the Pels, who look like the team that stomped the Blazers in the first round and not the team that got run out of the playoffs by Golden State in the second. And wow, we picked the Rockins this. That's a miss. Not great. Minnesota going to San Antonio with Jimmy Butts. Minnesota, San Antonio, 112-108, San Antonio win. Jimmy Butts played, dapped up Cat and Wigo, was like, you know, giving inspiring speeches on the bench, which was funny as shit. Looked a little bit off, they did, in a surprise twist. Wolves, El Jefe, Jeff T, got a blinder. He had 27 points on 8 of 12 shooting. 23-7-3 for Jimmy Butts, but those 23 points came on 23 shots. Not great. And Carl Anthony Towns, apparently Jimmy Butts did not light a fire under his ass because he was fucking shithouse. 8 points, 9 rebounds, 3 assists in 22 minutes, and a whole mess of foul trouble. Man, rough one for the Wolves. For the Spurs, the boring bros, DeMar and LaMarcus. DeMar DeRozan there. He had a pearler, 28 points, 10 of 21, 4 rebounds, 4 assists, and LaMarcus Aldridge at 21-19. Didn't have a great shooting night, but man, 7-23. Still, 21-19 is nothing to sneeze at. Rudy Gay at 18 as well. Davis Bertans, shouts to him. 3 points. 3 points special, hit 3 three-pointers for his 9. The thing is, Spurs look ready for this. Wolves looked a bit discombobulated, almost as though their best player spent the entire offseason not with the team and asking for a trade and talking shit and yelling at everybody. Weird, really. Sacramento, Utah. 123, they beat Sacramento 117. Woo! This was a rough one. Sacramento got off to a flyer and were flogging them. Utah pulled it all the way back by the second quarter. It's like, oh, geez, all right. It was crazy. Sacramento, we got to peep the newer, better De'Aaron Fox. He had 21 on 8 of 16 shooting. Looked amazing. 7 assists, 3 steals, was a menace. Flying everywhere. Marv Bagley, the number 2 pick. Way to spend the number 2 pick in the draft. Sacramento on the 4th big in your rotation. Jesus, 6-5 for him in 12 minutes. Playing behind Bielitsa, Willie Cauley-Stein, Harry Giles. Jeez, rough. Harry Giles, wow. That was a big FU to all the fantasy players out there. I had 2-1-1. Buddy Steph Curry healed though. He had 19 points, 9 of 18, and looked good, which was crazy. Big Willie Stein, Big Willie style. 23-7 with 4 assists and 2 blocks, was crushing it. And Bielitsa, the man who lied to the Sixers and fucked him, 18 points and 8 rebounds, 8-12 from the field. Pretty bloody good. And also, hey, remember Iman Shumpert? He's on the Kings. That's awesome. But it was all Utah. They sort of like just kept it in hand basically once they got up and they were fine. Jingler and Kangaroo Kobe smashed it. We'll talk about them in the Australian Player Watch, but Jingles was amazing with 22. And Dante, mate, when he's healthy, most improved player of the year, I'll tell you that much. Donovan fucking Mitchell had 24 points, 11 in the fourth, 8-21 shooting though. And look, that's like just something to keep a little bit of an eye on, I reckon. We were banging on about this towards the end of last season. He's not particularly efficient, even though he is spectacular. Everyone gets like wowed by what he does, but yeah, I don't know. Just keep an eye on him. 19, 15, and 3 blocks for the French rejection. Oh, I am Rudy Gobert. 18 and 9 for Derek Do No Favors. Rough one for Ricky Rubio. 1 point, 4 assists. Got outplayed by Dante Exum to the max. This is really crazy, man. But thanks to Dante, with Rubio sucking and Donovan missing a shit ton of shots early, Dante, man, he just really kept them in it. So we had Utah by, I think they were 8.5 point favorites, and that's a miss. We picked them, so they just came in under. And then finally, we got 2 more. Phoenix 121, Dallas 100. Fun game. Mavs, no Dirk. He's nursing his ankle, and Harrison Barnes pulled a hammy. Rowdy broke off, though. He made his NBA debut, hit the Mavs' first 3 of the season, got 4 minutes a run. Luka Doncic, that was fun. 10 points, 8 rebounds, 4 assists, looked good. Dennis Smith Jr., 13 points on 19 shots. Oh, jeez. Powell had 16 off the bench. DeAndre Jordan in his debut for the Mavs, 11-12. But Dallas, man, that's that China effect. I told y'all yesterday, Phoenix were going to win, and they did. Dallas coming all the way back from China. It's a rough one. For the Suns, they hit the most threes in a season opener ever with 19. DeAndre Ayton, 18 and 10 and 6 assists. We'll talk about him in a second. 21 for Trevor Ariza, 18 for Josh Jackson, who looked really good too. 3-4 as well from 3. But Devin Booker, holy shit, 19 of his 35 points in the last 6 and a bit minutes of this game. Unbelievable. Kid is amazing. 35 points. But I mean, just remember, if you listen to the Ringer, what was it? Bill Simmons, I think. He was saying that he's just not good. Are we sure that he's good? It's like, I don't know. He's like 21 and just put up 35, 7 assists, 4 rebounds on 12, 19 shooting, and 6 to 10 from 3. I don't know. That's pretty good. What do you reckon? Oh, geez. What do you think there, Stephen A. Smith?
I don't know how much more of this I can take.
Tell me about it. And finally, the Clippers lost to Denver at home. 107 Denver, Clippers 98. Damn! Denver are insane, man. They were down 92-84 in the last 5 minutes, went on a 23-6 run in the last quarter and took control. It was amazing. Clips, Tobias Harris had 19. Career high for my best mate, Boban Marjanovic, at 18 points. The last time he scored that many was after scaring away an entire town of Eastern European villages. On ya. Gallo at 16, Lou Will 14, Shai Gilgeous-Alexander got out there as well, smashed at the rookie. Had 5 of 6 for his 11 and added 4 assists as well. Not bloody bad. Nugs, no IT, no problem. Jokic, hello, Nikola Jokic, 21-8-5 for the Big Serb. Dartsman Gary Harris had 20, Will the Thrill 19, and Jammin' Jamal Murray, rough night. 3-12. Denver, 1 under, we hit that one. That's nice. So let's get stuck into it. That was 11 games. Jesus, we never do that many. It's unbelievable. Absolute rip snorter. What do you reckon? All right, so let's get stuck into some segments. So what about the NBA Australia Approved Performance of the Night?
That's a knife.
Kemba Walker, that was a fucking knife, mate. 41 points, clutch as hell, just couldn't get his team over the line, missed the layup at the end, and then Spud Batum airballed the 3. Anthony Davis, though, as well, 32 points, 16 rebounds, 8 assists. That is unbelievable. And Boban smash. This is not a knife. That's a knife. 18 points and broke the fucking rim to the point where they had to stop the game to straighten it all up. That is awesome. On you, Boban. Met him on the streets of New York. Dude is a legit giant. It's awesome. Good on you, Boban. What about old mate no mates, though, for today? Who is old mate no mates?
Old mate, no mates.
Who is old mate, no mates today? Well, he had a chance to win it at the buzzer, so it's going to be Frenchie and Nick Batum. I shall airball this three-game winner so hard that you will not ever see me again. Man, he should just take himself all the way out of both the Carolinas at this point, because that was a fucking horrible shot. Anyway, what about Spud of the Night as well then?
Spud.
Oh man, I love how it slows down at the end. It's great. Spud of the Night. It's either going to be D'Angelo Russell with 3 of 9 for 8 points, 5 assists, and then was sat in favor of a man on the minimum, Spencer Dinwiddie. But the actual Spud of the Night is going to be Jared Dudley. Holy shit, this was a rough one for Duds. I love him. But 36 minutes, 0 of 5 from the field, 0 of 4 from 3. And he had scored 1 point for the night because he first airballed a free throw and then hit the second one. I don't know how the fuck you airball a free throw, but he did it. It was remarkable. He added 3 rebounds, 3 assists, and 3 steals, but shit. That is a tough stat line. So, Jared Dudley, I love you, but you are the Spud of the Night. And what about the pantsing of the night? Got him. Oh, dacked him. Fucking dacked him. What do you reckon? Indy on Memphis and New Orleans on Houston, but come on. The actual pantsing of the night was Jarrett Allen basically showing Blake Griffin the Ark of the Covenant and aging him into oblivion with that rejection of his dunk. Holy shit. Unbelievable. And then finally, who was better than Lonzo Ball / Trae Young today?
Lonzo was the best player in high school. He was the best player in college. You think you're going to get to the pros and be like, I made it to the pros. Now I can be average. You're coming for everybody.
Coming for everybody. I mean, we haven't seen Lonzo Ball play yet, so we're just going to call this better than Trae Young, and it's going to be right off the top, DeAndre Ayton. Unbelievable. 18, 10, and 6, and he was everywhere. Holy crap, that was good by the man who looks like he's a 48-year-old divorcee who's stepping out and trying to get back into the dating scene. Unreal stuff. Definitely better than Trae Young, and probably better than Lonzo Ball in the end as well. All right, we're going to be back with Nas right after this one.
This is David Anderson. You're listening to NBA Australia.
Oh, yeah, we are back. Are you ready? It's time for Yeah Nah, where we take 3 NBA storylines from today and decide whether they're more yeah or more oh nah. So let's get right into it. Number one, Memphis just the worst? Yeah Nah. Yeah. I mean, and look, we fucking called this. Problem is, they give up their pick this year if it's, what, outside the top 8. So, look, you're pretty clearly fucking horrible, Memphis. So tank now, keep your pick, just do it. It's almost like having a fucking malcontent dickhead like Marc Gasol, the coach killer, like on your team isn't great for morale, which is crazy. So cut bait, trade him, trade Conley, start anew. It's time. It's time. You have to do it. I'm just saying. Number two, Ayton and Doncic will be a season-long battle for Rookie of the Year. I mean, yeah, nah, yeah. This is a fucking obvious yeah, nah. And I love that we got them playing against each other on first night and Ayton fucking kicked ass. It's pretty good. But Doncic, man, oh, he's going to be special. I'll talk about that in a second. And then final yeah, nah, Trae Young is trash. Yeah, nah. Nah, come on, mate. It's a tough one. I mean, I want to say yeah, but no, he's just finding his way. It was a kind of a weird discombobulated game there in New York because of how it started. Like, it was close early, and then a 49-point quarter by New York in that second just blew it wide open, right? It was, like, completely even, I think. The rest, like, the other three quarters were basically even, but New York basically scored 50 to 25 in the second quarter. It was absolutely bonkers. But Trae Young, I mean, 33 minutes, 5 of 14 shooting, 1 of 5 from 3. That's a bad one. 5 assists, 6 rebounds, 4 turnovers. Look, I think he'll settle in and he'll be fine. You know, just how it goes. Cut him some slack. I mean, hey, man, I'm more than happy to trash talk him, but geez. We'll get back to that. Anyway, once he gets up to complete speed, he'll be fine. But also, here's an unpopular opinion of the day.
Have a good night, please.
Look at me, look at me, look at me. It's the unpopular opinion of the day. The Atlanta Hawks and the Kings are the worst teams in the NBA, but they're also kind of fun. I mean, what? Shit, I did not expect to think that. Maybe checking in 2 weeks when, like, the thrill of watching, like, the shit rookies play wears off a little bit. But for now, I kind of didn't mind it when I was crossing over and watching them. So, anyway, it's pretty good. And then finally, where do you want to go? It's Thursday. So come in to Outback Takehouse for a bit of flame grilled take. And you know what we have on Thursdays? 2-for-1 Bloomin' Onions. That's right. 2-for-1 Bloomin' Onions. And flame grilled takes, only at Outback. And today's flame grilled takes are, Luka Doncic is going to be a top 5 player in the NBA within the next 3 years, and Joe Ingles should be the MVP of the NBA this bloody year. Only at Outback. Sure. I mean, why not? All right, we'll be back in a second with some Australian Player Watch. Well, there's a lot to talk about as well, so we'll be back in a sec. Let's do it.
Oh, kia ora, Bruce. This is Stephen Adams, eh, Brew? And you're listening to NBA Stray, eh? Cheer, Brew.
Oh, yeah, we are back. It's Australian Player Watch. Big Simo, Ben Simmons, and Jonah Bolden, son of Bruce, play tomorrow at home against the Bulls. They've got their home open. That's nice. Jingler, Joe Ingles, and Dante Exum, Kangaroo Kobe, obviously played against Phoenix. They played against Sacramento. Reed. And they both crushed it, as mentioned at the top. So Jingles ended up with 22 points, 9 of 12 shooting, 4 of 6 from 3. He's leading, basically equal 4th, I think, that means in the NBA in 3-point shooting, and I expect that to not change. He also had one rebound, 4 assists, 6 assists, and 4 steals. And looked pretty bloody good, the Jingles. Got it really going early. Was crushing it. Was almost online for his career high, but slowed down towards the end. And Dante Exum was just absolutely fucking smashing it. Made me more happy than just about anything. Just doing out my little happy dance. Watching Dante have 13 points, go 4 of 9 from the field, 1 of 3 from 3. He missed a wide open corner 3, which was a bit of a bummer. Would have been nice to see him splash that and go 2 or 3. But anyway, 4 rebounds, 4 assists in 26 minutes. And look, as long as he stays healthy, this is your most improved player for the 2018-19 season. As called by Tim Watts MP, we're backing him up to the bloody hill. Dante Exum, MIP. Let's do it. King Deli of Maribara, first of his name, Smasher of Tins, did not get on the court for Milwaukee, and nor did Kung Fu Thon McCur against Charlotte. In Charlotte, they were both DMP CDs. Buds, why do you hate Aussies, mate? What the fuck? Come on. Bangers Baines doesn't play for a couple of days. Who else we got? We've got Patty Thrills Mills versus Mini. Looked okay, not great. Moved the ball, looked for his shot in extended minutes. He was out there for 30. Had 6 points, 2 rebounds, 1 assist, 1 turnover, 2 of 7 from the field. That was 2 threes that he made. And then finally, Ryan Rowdy Brockoff in his NBA debut versus the Suns. Played 4 minutes, went 1 of 3 from the field. All threes, hit one of them, the first three for the Mavs this year, and became the 20th Australian to play in the NBA and was the quickest to score in his debut. It was unbelievable. Unfortunately, it was a -8 overall somehow, which is a pain in the ass, but look, I'm going to blame that on his teammates, not him. And as mentioned yesterday, we're going to keep extra Aussies, an eye on some extra Aussies. Aussie Kyrie, obviously, he and Bangers hanging out. Dangadel, Mitchie Creek, Isaac Humphreys. We'll update you when we have some updates to throw about. And it's Thursday, so let's talk about Stephen Adams, Brew. Kiwi Corner, it's what we do every Thursday. Stephen Adams had himself a game yesterday. 17-11, 4 assists, 2 steals, and absolutely crushed it. Not bloody bad for the giant Kiwi. On you, Steve. Ooh. Oh, it's pretty sweet, Brew. Yeah, that's right. It sure is. All right, we'll be back in a second with the Patty Mills Game Day Baller Game Day Twitter check-in and the game previews right after, let's say, this one.
G'day, this is PDX Pete. When I'm not sipping on IPAs or throwing down voodoo donuts, I'm tuning in to NBA Straya. Fuck yeah.
G'day, this is Thon McCur, and you're listening to NBA Straya.
We'll be right back.
All right, we are back. It's the Patty Mills Game Day Baller Game Day Twitter check-in. I love it. It's so nice when the that first tweet of the season comes in from Patty, and today it was there. Game Day Baller Game Day, hashtag versus Minnesota, hashtag go Spurs go. Absolutely beautiful. On you, Patty. And I mean, considering they're starting Bryn Forbes at point guard, Patty's going to get a lot of run this season, I'll tell you that much. And I'm looking forward to it. All right, let's get stuck into our game previews for tomorrow, Friday, October 18. And we're also going to do our picks as we do every day. We're going to go with the against the spread, et cetera, and yeah, you can follow along all season. We didn't do great today out of the 11. What do we go? 5 of 11? Oh, it's a rough one. Still, got to just go 52%, mate. All right, so let's get stuck in. Game previews. Game previews. Thanks, inadvertent Bane.
Not a problem.
Bulls at Sixers tomorrow for the Sixers home opener. First game of the season for the Chicago guy. Bulls. Sixers are minus 11. 11-point favorites. Jesus. So this is the Bulls' debut. We get to see Jabari Parker and Zach LaVine. See if Chris Dunn can keep all this under control. But also my favorite, Wendell Carter Jr. makes his debut, hopefully. But of course, on the Sixers side, we get to see Big Simone and Embiid and Jonah Bolden. Some more Markel Fultz go out there and see if they can't, you know, maybe iron out some of the kinks that were in the game against that Celtics squad in the opening yesterday. I'm going to take the Sixers with the 11 points, the minus 11. I think they're going to kick the shit out of the Bulls. Just saying. I think they're pretty pissy with the way, Wednesday went, so... Just saying. Second game, Heat at Wiz. Wiz are 5-point favorites in this. This is their season debut. Beal and Wall. No Dwight fucking Howard with his weird broken bum. of course he's got a broken ass. It's because he's a fucking asshole. He's still not... His status is unknown entering tomorrow, so it's an interesting one for the Wiz. But they are 5-point favorites, so we'll see how they go. Heat looked pretty good early in their loss to the Magic, but without Justice Winslow, who's out for a little while, and James Bloodsport Johnson, they just couldn't keep it up. I'll take the Wiz with the 5 points. I think they'll just come out ready and raring to go and pounce on the Heat, who might be a little bit travel-weary. Being in Orlando, then go up to Washington, back-to-back days, both travel. It's a rough one, so give me the Wiz. And then finally, the huge game of the night. Lakers at Blazers. I don't know if you've heard, but LeBron James is now on the Lakers. Jesus. Fucking, can everyone stop with the, I don't know, man. It's just so weird seeing LeBron in a Lakers jersey, isn't it? It's just so weird. Oh my God, it's so weird. How funny am I for pointing out how weird it is? Fuck off. We get it. He's on the Lakers. Anyway, LeBron's first proper Lakers game. They are 3.5-point underdogs in Portland. Watch them smoke an emotional Blazers team, I think. I don't really feel good about this pick, but I just don't really see LeBron losing his first Lakers tilt, you know? Especially in a massive nationally televised game. Blazers, though, I mean, look, you never know. Dame and CJ playing emotional. They just lost their, the team's owner passed away. I mean, who knows? It's a fascinating game. I'll take the Lakers with the points. I think this could be a fascinating, incredible game. Dame could go for fucking 60. LeBron could, you know, go out there with his young dudes and have like a 40-10-10. It's going to be incredible either way. I'll take the Lakers. And you know what? That's it for today. Can't believe we got through it all. Man, we're not going to be spending that much time on our wraps going forward, just so you know. But look, we're back for tomorrow with more ridiculousness. We're going to wrap those three games we just talked about, but we're also going to preview every single game for the entire weekend on Fridays. It's what we always do. Here on NBA Australia, we're going to have every single game this NBA season covered. It's our promise to you. We'll also have Dickhead of the Week and all your other favorites that pop up on a Friday. Might even have a new cooking with Bainesy. You never know. In the meantime, make sure you're following NBA Australia on Twitter, Facey, Insta. And get around NBAAustralia.com. And while you're subscribing, listening on iTunes or Google Podcasts, whatever, make sure you chuck us a nice rating and review, would ya? And tell a mate. Just go, oi, fuckhead, are you listening to fucking NBA Australia? It's awesome. Just daily, mate. It's unreal. so go on, do that. Huge thanks to From Oslo for the intro and outro music, but go check out their new band, House Hats. They're the best band in Australia right now. I fucking love them. Their new single, I've Been Broken, is an absolute rip snorter, so they get that in your ears and get it in everybody else's ears. Go hit up Triple J, whatever radio station you listen to. Chuck them a request. House Hats, I've Been Broken. Also, thanks to Fascinator, Ramshackle Army, Iowa, Green, Sex Jedi, and Dozers for all the tunes you hear throughout NBA Australia. Give them a smash on Bandcamp and Facey. They're awesome. Remember, NBA Australia supports Australian bands. And that's it, man. Stick around for a brand new segment that we're going to call Rowdy's Recos. This is going to float around in the weekly lineup. Next week, we'll turn Thursday back into Kiwi Corner and have Stephen Adams. But for today, it's Rowdy's Recos. It's awesome. All right, we'll catch you tomorrow, you dickheads. This is NBA Australia saying, later, Horizon! Oh, hi there, team. It's Ryan. Ryan Rowdy Brockoff here. Just here with Rowdy's Recos, where I deliver a quick life hack to make sure that your life is a bit easier and a little bit more stress-free. Because, hey, man, like, when you're like me, you play basketball in Russia and you make an NBA roster, look, we all just need a little bit less stress in our lives. So here's Rowdy's Reco for today. When you're packing your dishwasher, if you've got one, separate the knives from the spoons and the forks and have them all pointing the same way, regardless of whether it's in a basket or a tray in your dishwasher. It just makes life a lot easier in the end, and you don't have to do as much sorting. Trust me, it makes cleaning an absolute whirl. Okay, there you go. That's this week's Rowdy's Reco. I'll catch you next week on NBA Australia.